The first reading today, St. Paul speaks to us about the fact that all of us were dead in our transgressions and our sins, but God, because of his mercy and his great love for us, has saved us. And he's pointing out that this isn't something we did ourselves. We didn't earn it. We didn't deserve it. We can't say, you know, I was doing so well that God had mercy on me because I did all these wonderful things. God had mercy on us in our sin. God had mercy on us when we have absolutely nothing to be able to say we did this or we deserve this. And that's the point St. Paul is making. It is a gift. It is a gift from God. And the point then for us is the gratitude that we have to have. So often we just take this for granted. It's there all the time. We hear about it how many times? And so we just tend to take it all for granted, pay very little attention. And what we need to do is make sure that we are truly grateful for what God has done. And by saying that, that doesn't mean that we have to be, you know, saying thank you all the time in that way. But it means to love him, to be able to express the gratitude through the way that we live our lives. And that, again, is the point that St. Paul is making, that we used to be the way of giving into the way of the flesh and following the way of the world and so on. But that's not the way, he says, that we're living anymore. So that's the piece then for us to look at. Where am I still living according to the way of the world? Where am I still giving in to the spirit of the air, as he calls it? Where am I living in a way that is in opposition to God? Am I just taking his mercy and his love for granted? Or am I truly responding? Because remember, the only proper response to love is love. The Lord made clear in the gospel reading that we have to be about building up our treasure in heaven, being rich in what matters to God. As this man in the gospel had to realize, everything he had built up was going to be left behind. What goes before us is the charity. That's what we have to be about. If God is love, then what's important to God is love. To love him, to love those around us, to practice that charity toward others. If we're not going to follow the way of the world, which is at this point a way of absolute selfishness, then we have to follow the way of God, which is absolute selflessness. God is pure charity. So if we're going to be rich in what matters to God, that's love. So that's what we have to be about. That's where our focus needs to be. So that's, again, the point for all of us to be able to look at, to realize that, yes, maybe once we were giving ourselves over to sin. Maybe there was a time when we just didn't pay much attention to God and we lived like a bunch of pagans. But once we recognize the mercy of God, once we have experienced the love of God and received that love, then what is required is that we change our lives, that the gratitude that we would have to God will be expressed in love for God. That is what matters to the Lord. And if we're going to be rich in what matters to God, then it's a win-win situation because we're made for love. And the more that we can love, the more love we have for the people around us now, the more love we will have for all eternity. So there is nothing on our part that is a loss. It is all gain. If we will do what we were created to do, if we live according to the way that God created us, if we are truly rich in what matters to God.